ಶ್ರೀಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುದತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾದಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತ ಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ. ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ವರುಣೇಂದ್ರ ರುದ್ರ ಮರುತಃ ಸ್ತುನ್ವಂತಿ ದಿವ್ಯೈಸ್ತವೈ ವೇದೈ ಸಾಂಗಪದಕ್ರಮೋಪನಿಷದೈ ಗಾಯಂದಿಯಂ ಸಾಮಗಾಃ ಧ್ಯಾನಾವಸ್ಥಿತತದ್ಗತೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂತಂ ನ ವಿದುಸುರಾಸುರಗಣಾಃ ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಸಸ್. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ಚೈವ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಂ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಮೇವ ಚ ಏತತ್ ವೇದಿತುಮಿಚ್ಛಾಮಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಚ ಕೇಶವ ಶ್ರೀಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಇದಂ ಶರೀರಂ ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಮಿತ್ಯಭಿಧೀಯತೆ ಏತದ್ಯೋ ವೇತ್ತಿ ತಂ ಪ್ರಾಹುಃ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಇತಿ ತದ್ವಿದಃ. ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಸರ್ವಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ. ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಯೋರ್ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯತ್ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ಮಮ ತಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಂ ಯಚ್ಚ ಯಾದೃಕ್ಷ ಯದ್ವಿಕಾರಿ ಯತಶ್ಚ ಯತ್ ಸಚ ಯೋ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರಭಾವಶ್ಚ సమాసేన మేశృణు ఋషిభిర్బహుధా గీతం ఛందోభిర్వివిధై పృథక్ బ్రహ్మసూత్రపదైశ్చైవ హేతుమద్భిర్వినిశ్చితైః. సో 13 చాప్టర్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ ఎ క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ అర్జున, వాట్ ఈస్ ప్రకృతి పురుష, వాట్ ఈస్ క్షేత్ర అండ్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ, వాట్ ఈస్ జ్ఞానం అండ్ జ్ఞేయం. ఆన్సరింగ్ దాట్ భగవాన్ గేవ్ ఎ బ్రీఫ్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ దాట్ వాట్ ఈస్ క్షేత్ర ఈస్ దిస్ బాడీ ఇదం శరీరం కౌంతేయ. దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ రిప్రజెంట్ ది ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్. సో ఈస్ క్షేత్ర మీన్స్ ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. ద నోవర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫీల్డ్ ఈస్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. సో ఇట్ దిస్ విల్ అమౌంట్ టు అర్జున థింకింగ్ దాట్ ఎవరీ క్షేత్ర మీన్స్ ఎవరీ బాడీ, దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఎ నోవర్ సెపరేట్లీ. బట్ భగవాన్ లిఫ్ట్ దట్ థాట్ ఇన్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ వర్డ్స్, క్షేత్రజ్ఞం చాపి మాం విద్ధి సర్వక్షేత్రేషు భారత. బట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది క్షేత్రాస్ ఆల్ ద బాడీస్ ద ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అర్జున అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఐఆమ్ ద నోవర్, ఐఆమ్ ది క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. ఐఆమ్ ద క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ దాట్ ద వెరీ నోయింగ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్, దట్ ఎబిలిటీ టు నో, దట్ ఎబిలిటీ టు ఫంక్షన్ యాజ్ ఎన్ ఇండివిజువల్, that particular faculty is Bhagavad Kripa. So this is the idea. So without him present in us, nothing is possible. That's why Ramana Maharshi was asked once, have you seen God? If you have seen God, you will be able to show me what is that God, how is that God. Bhagavan said, I can show you, but I wonder whether you will see him. Then this person said, how can it be? If you show me God and I don't see it. Then Bhagavan lifted his finger and just moved, little finger and moved this much. Then he said, now what is that? It is your moving your finger. And well, that is what I said, I just now show you Bhagavan and you didn't see it. But that is not Bhagavan, he said. Now he said, suppose I cut my finger and put it on the table, will it move? He said, no. So that because of which your little finger is able to move, that power is the Lord. Then he understood the point. So this is, then Bhagavan said, I will tell you briefly what is the Kshetram and తక్షేత్రం యచ్చయాదృక్షయద్వికారియతశ్చేత్ సచయోయత్ ప్రభావశ్చత సమాసేన మేశృణు. వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్, వాట్ ఆర్ ద మోడిఫికేషన్, ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ వాట్ కమ్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ గ్లోరీస్, ఐ షాల్ టెల్ యూ బ్రీఫ్లీ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ దిస్ క్షేత్ర మీన్స్ ఫీల్డ్. అండ్ అగైన్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ టెల్లింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ మై ఓన్ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్. It is given out by, sung by the rishis. Sung by the rishis means they have experienced it directly. And it is given out in Shastra. See, Chandobir Vividai Pradhaga. In our Sampradaya tradition, in order to accept any concept or idea, it has to be tested through three principles. One is called Shruti. Another is Yukti, third is Anubhava. So Shruti means the scripture should have said it already, mentioned it already. Authority of the scripture should be there, number one. Number two is, even if it is given out by the Shruti, scriptures, you need not accept it if it is illogical. So it is to be logically also proved. Even after proving logically, if it is contrary to your experience, still you need not accept. So the final proof is what? Experientially it should be available, tenable. So all the three are given here, Bhagavan. So what is that? Rishibhir Bhaguta Gitam. Rishibhir Bhaguta Gitam means anubhavam. It is their own experience. Experientially they have declared that it is true. Because the rishis are the one, even though the scripture declare there is a state of perfection, Jivan Mukti Avastha, but then how do we know it is possible? Maybe it is an utopian theory, a theory which is not practicable. But that theory made it practicable by their experience. The rishis are the one who experimented those vakyas and lived those principles and realized the truth and then declare whatever the scriptures say, every word is true. So they are the one, the demonstration of the Shruti Vakyas. So therefore, Rishibhir Bahuta Gitam, Chandobhir Vividhai Pradhu. Chandas means Vedas, the scriptures. Here it is Upanishads. So the scripture also declared, and then Brahma Sutra Padaischeva Hedumatphir Vinischidehi. So Brahma Sutra is the one that logically prove the point that is discussed in our scriptures. So Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava, all the three Bhagavan utilizes here to bring this point home. Now, after having said that, this much we saw yesterday. Now let us proceed. In your book it is 6th verse.
Mahabhutanyahankarah.
Buddhiravyaktamevacha.
Indriyani dashaikam cha. Panchachendriyagocharah.
Mahabhutani. Mahabhutani means here five great elements. Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apa, Prithivi. So Akasha means space, air, fire, water, earth. Now Akasha Tattva as the guna, the quality of Akasha is sound. Without space, whatever I am speaking, you will not be able to hear. And in order to hear what is necessary, you need a pair of ears. So space connected with our ears. So space, sound, ears. So these are the three. Then Vayu. Vayu Bhagavan, the experience, Vayu, what is the guna of Vayu? Guna means attribute of Vayu is touch, cold, heat, etc. This is experienced by whom? With whom? With what we experience that? With our skin. So Vayu means air, touch, skin. Then eyes, fire. Fire is form and color. First element which has got a form and color is Agni, fire. And the fire is experienced with our eyes. What is the guna of fire? Form and color. So the fire, eyes, form and color. Three. The object of eyes and the what exactly the guna, the attribute of fire is name and name and form and color and form. And how one can experience this through a pair of eyes. Then comes water. Water guna is taste. Water may not have taste, but then without water you cannot taste anything. So this is experienced through tongue. So water, taste, tongue. Then earth. Earth is the guna of earth is fragrance, and this is experienced through our nose. So earth, nose, fragrance, this is all. Now how many we have? 5 multiply by 5, 5 plus 5 plus 5, 15 items, right? So all these things are counted here. Mahabhutani, these 5 elements, then ahankara. Ahankara here means total ahankara. Mahatattva, ahankara, buddhihi, intellect, also total. Avyaktam means unmanifest. Unmanifest means maya. All the possibility of creation is inherent in maya, in the unmanifest form. That is, mula prakriti is avyaktam. Then indriyani deshaikam. See, 10 senses, 5 organs of perception, eyes, ear, nose, tongue, skin. Then 5 organs of action. Vak, pani, payu, upasthani. Speech, hands, legs, anus, genital organ. These are the 5 organs of action. So 10, then dashaikam cha pancha cha indriya gocharaha. Desham ekam cha. Ekam means your mind. So desham means 10 indriyas, and then 1, that is mind. So without, why it is connected there? Without mind, senses have no function. Senses will not be able to function without mind behind it. Now you are listening to me. If your mind is not behind your ears, you won't hear me. You will hear that suddenly I tell a joke, everybody is laughing. And you look at the other person, hey, what did he say? Why you are absent? Few minutes, few seconds. So mind has to be there behind the senses. Only then it is functional. Then indriya gocharaha. So the sense objects, which also 5. So 15 plus 1, 16. Then mahabhutani, ahankaraha. So deshe indri. Here it is 20. Now 15 plus 5. So earlier we saw 15. Then what is that? Karmendriyas, you add 5. So 20. Then mind, 21. Buddhi, 22. Ahankara, 23. Then avyaktam, unmanifest, 24 tattvas. So these 24 kalas is what is created. This is belonging to prakriti, what the chetra. So all these are considered chetra because these are all known. Idam shariram kaunteya. This is coming under the category of idam shabda. Idam means this body, this akasha, this vayu, this agni. When you say, it is an object other than you. Therefore, they are all considered the kshetra. Now, not only that, these are all gross. Compared to this, now the vikara also. Bhagavan said, what are the chetra and what are the vikara of the chetra? I will also tell you. What is that now? Icha dvesha sukham dukham. Sankhata chetana dhritihi. Etat kshetram samasena.
Etat kshetram samasena.
Savikaram udahritam.
Savikaram udahritam.
Iccha. Iccha means desire. Desire is also, Bhagavan explained here, Shankaracharya explained here, that which you have experienced before and you want to enjoy it again. A desire to enjoy it again. Because you will have a desire for something that is known to you. Otherwise it will not. So something that you have tasted or experienced, that alone you will entertain desire. And that desire, when it rises in your mind, it is known to you. Yes, now this desire is coming. What? Faluda khayenge. Suddenly your desire comes. Now, the moment that thought comes, the mind projects immediately the color, the taste and sizes of the faludas. And then it gives you a total history of how many type of faludas you ate in your whole lifetime. Out of that, which one was the best? Which one was secondary, the other one was a pathology. All those details, like a computer, it brings out and show it in front. And then what is that? You see it. Therefore, whether you go for it or not, that is up to you. But mind will make you go for it. That is the nature of mind. So this desire is known to you. Dvesham, Icha Dvesham. Dvesham means hatredness. Especially when you hate somebody, definitely it is known to you. That person of your hatredness. Because, or an object that you hate. Sometimes certain bad experiences you may have. Some restaurant you go and eat some food, it was horrible. The moment you put it in your mouth, you feel like vomiting. And then what happened? It is a bad experience. So whenever you think about somebody mention that particular restaurant, you say, no, Panava, no way I'm going there because I had this experience. So you develop dvesha for the food. And not only food, the people there and the restaurant, everything. No fault of that. Sometime it may happen. It is because of your stomach problem or, you know, bad taste or something, or you are allergic to certain food. It may be that reason. But then we develop vairagya, hatredness towards that. Or a person also. When you hate somebody, the moment you think of that person picture will come in front of you immediately. So, and you start talking to him mentally. You told me that day like this, you know. That's why sometime, you know, I have seen in New York, 42nd Street, people on the street walking, they are talking. It is not they are talking on the cell phone or anything. Not this, what is that? They have some thing on the ears, you know. Like those days they had rakshasas, they had some ears, extra ears and things like that. So, because they don't know what they are wearing, but the people who look at them, they are the one get into this kind of ideas. Anyway, so this dvesha is also known to us. Icha dvesha, sukham dukham, again sukham, happy mind. And that is also known to you. So whatever that makes you happy, it is known to you. This particular occasion, situation, that circumstances, or a person, or a particular object, all of them that makes me happy is again known to you. Sukham dukkham. Dukkham is, it is said, see, sukham, kham means space. Sukham means sushtu kham, means well spaced. That is called happiness. Dukkham means what? Ill spaced. So wherever there is a relationship, when it is ill spaced, that is called dukkham. So you have to give in every relationship a space, a breathing space. If your relationship is so suffocatingly painful, then it becomes dukkham. So breathing space. That's why some people say, I am suffocated here, I want some space. They take off somewhere, you know, then come back and feel, okay, I had enough of space, now I can afford to have some cramped space. So this is dukkham, means that which gives you sorrow. Dukkha hedutvena anubhudatvan, anubhudavan, punaha tatyadiyam artham upalabhyamanaha tam deshti soyam dveshaha. So those object or material which give rise to dukkham is you hate. It's all connected. Then, Ichcha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dukkham, Sankhataha. Sankhata means aggregate. Now, aggregate means the body we think it is an assemblage of things, isn't it? Our body is an assemblage. It has two hands, two legs, one head, and a pair of eyes, a pair of ears, and a pair of nostrils, a mouth. And it is an assemblage of scales, no, the bones. So there is a skeleton. And if you look at, you know, X-ray and all that, if you look at your skeleton, you get scared also yourself. And the skeleton, and in that there are fleshes and all that were properly put. And inside there are, inside things is terrible. If you, that's why Bhagavan has given eyes, nose, etc. Go outside only. If it is given a chance to go inside, my God, you won't even eat food afterwards. So thank God, Bhagavan is very intelligent, how he made everything beautiful. So this whole body is an assemblage of things. But when we look at it, we think that we are this assembly. But if you take one by one away, if you ask, are you the leg? No. Are you the hand? No. Are you the, what you call, eyes? No, because without eyes also you can live. And then all these things you are not. But then when we think that we put together all the knots, we become yes. How is that possible? So that is something like, you know, currency note, if so, something that is not false note, fake note. Is a $1 bill fake, $5 bill fake, $10 bill fake, $100 will bake, put together. Is it a real note? No. If you put all the fake notes, it's not going to be valid, isn't it? The same way, all these are not you. Then suddenly when everything is assembled, how can you become yes? No, it is not. So, sankhataha, this assemblage of body also is an object. Therefore, it is coming under Chetra, Sankhata. Now comes the most difficult one. What? Chetana. Chetana means Chaitanyam. Swamiji has translated as intelligence. Chetana. Tapte lohapinde agnihi iva atma chaitanya bhasa rasa vitta chetana. Shankaracharya writes that chetana means that enlivening factor in us. Now here we have to be very careful. See, like electricity is passing through the wire. When it is passing through the wire, you don't know it is live or alive, isn't it? Only when you touch it, you know whether it is alive. But otherwise, we don't know. But when that very same electricity, when it passes through a filament, what happens? The electricity manifests in the form of light. So also, Paramatma is all-pervasive, like sunlight. Sunlight also, it is not, you cannot see with your naked eye. But unless the sunlight is reflected upon an object, you will not be able to see the sunlight. The same way, Paramatma being all-pervasive, you cannot, and subtler than the subtlest, you cannot see it or experience it. Unless that Paramatma manifests through a medium. that medium of manifestation is called mind. And that reflecting media, like a filament, is that after having reflected, after having manifested, like the electricity manifested in the filament as light, the same way, Paramatma manifest in the mind, means enlivening the mind. That enlivened aspect of Paramatma is called Chaitanyam. But that alone is not Paramatma, okay? Paramatma has got many other aspects are there, but this is one of the aspects, Chaitanyam, enlivening aspect of it, is called Chetana. And that is also seen, experienced by you. I am aware of this. I am alive. And I am experiencing this, etc. We are able to see it. So this is also part of Kshetram. Dhriti, fortitude. So fortitude is Dhriti, Yaya, Avasadam, Praptani, Dehendriyani, Griyante, Sacha, Neyatvat, Kshetram. So, Dhriti is a fortitude, that ability to uphold. That here it is, Bhagavan says, uphold the depleted body and senses. We are able to hold on to this body, isn't it? Even though we are sick. Even though a person is 98-year-old, and every time he complained, marnai achha hai, you know, they say, but then suppose you ask him, can I help you? No, not now. He wants to hold on to this body. Still, why? Dear life is so dear. We want to still hold on to this body. That capacity is called dhriti. Here Bhashyakara writes that. So dhriti is that capacity or that power in us to hold on to certain ideals and principle. In spite of the opposition or the difficulties that you come through, even then you hold on to your principle, that is called dhriti. And this is also falling under kshetra. So Ichha, dvesha, sukham, dukham, sankhada, chetana, dhritihi, etat kshetram, samasena, savikaram, udahatam. So, this is kshetra. This kshetra has been thus described, briefly described, with its modification. So, Bhagavan talked of the kshetra, he briefly said, idam shariram kaunteya kshetramitya vidhiyate. And that kshetram, what exactly? Elaborately, little more elaboration he gave. This he gave in 7th chapter also. Bhumirapovanalo vayukhammano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakriti rashtada. Their ashtada prakriti was mentioned in this manner. Now the very same ashtada prakriti is elaborated here. There with 24 items. And then not only that, the subjective aspect of it, subtle aspect of it, Ichha, Dvesha, it's all modification. Ichha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dukham, Sankhada, Chetana, Dhi, all of them are coming under Kshetra, because it is seen or experienced. Therefore, it is considered Kshetra. Now, naturally, Bhagavan should tell you what is Kshetrajna. Because as he gave little elaboration, earlier it was that Kshetrajnam chapi maam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata, he said that I am the Kshetrajna in all the Kshetras. Now, he should naturally, when it comes to Kshetra, he explained in detail. But naturally, he should explain about Kshetrajna. But Bhagavan doesn't do it. He changes the topic now. That is why the first verse is very important for us, because otherwise you get totally lost in this 13th chapter. So that great master, whoever composed this, he was very kind enough to put that quietly, without telling his name. Generally, it is said it was attributed to Madhusudana Saraswati. It is possible. Who wrote the Dhyana Shlokas? Now, Bhagavan is going to talk about Jnanam Jnayam. Now, Jnanam Shabda generally means knowledge. But here, in this particular chapter in Gita, elsewhere Jnana means knowledge only it is. But only in this particular chapter, Jnanam, the meaning is totally different. Jnanam means instrument of knowledge. So, Pramana. Now, how come this values become Pramana, instrument of knowledge? Because if you practice these values, chances are there, these values will take you to the truth. That is why it is called Jnanam. It is something like in Bombay and all that, you must have seen. Platform 8, Madras is standing. Platform 6, Delhi is standing. Now, how can Delhi stand in Platform 6? So, Delhi-bound train is standing the Platform 6. Madras-bound train is standing in Platform 8. So, if you get on to that train, chances are there you will reach Madras in time. If you get on this particular train, chances are there you will reach in time Delhi. The same way, if you get on to these values, chances are there it will take you to the goal called truth. Therefore, that which leads you to Jnanam is also called Jnanam. In that respect, it is called Jnanam. So there are 5 verses, there are 20 values given. Okay, let us start.
Amanitvam adambitvam.
Ahimsakshantirarjavam. Acharyopasanam shaucham. Sthairyamatma vinigraha.
Mani, amani. Mani means atmani pujyatva bhavana is mani. Magnified view about himself. An inflated opinion about himself. It's called mani. Atmani pujyatva bhavana. Now mani has got qualification that he is educated and a highly qualified person, and he is coming from a very royal, dignified family. And he has got a look also, very aristocratic look. And he has got circles, friends also of that nature. So the elite in the society is all his friends and relatives. So there is a pride. There is a reason to be proud. So this is called mani. Tat abhavaha amanito. The one who is free from this pride is called amani. Means simple meaning is humility. Now this humility is a quality. Gurudev used to say that humility is a quality. The moment you know you have it, you lost it. I am humble. People say, I am a very humble person. That means what? He is not. This is my humble submission. Then afterwards they will glorify themselves. This humility is also why one should not have, because he is qualified. Why one should not have? Bhagavan said in Bhajagovindam, Makuru dhana jana yavana garvam harati nimeshat kalahas sarvam maya mayamidam akhilam bhutva brahma padam tum pravisha viditva. So, Makuru garvam makuru. One should not be proud. Why? Harati nimeshat kalahas sarvam. This time will loots away in no time, everything. The moment you are so proud at the top of the world, suddenly something will happen, you will fall down. Nowadays you think that you are a healthy man, you have planned everything, that tomorrow I will do this, tomorrow I will do this, and I have that and this, and suddenly something happened. There are people, young people fall down dead. We don't know what is the reason. Nimesh, 1 second. So, dhanagarvam, yavanagarvam, janagarvam. These are the three areas we get very proud. When you are rich, Swamiji, whatever I touch, turn into gold. And in party and all that, you must have heard people speaking. And if you are not that drunk, then you can enjoy it. And if you are also on the rocks, and then you will join with them, because you cannot enjoy. You have to be sober, then you'll see. The talks you watch, wow, I came to this country with only $10, Swamiji, now I have become 10 million. Oh, really? So I was looking for a person like you. Give me some donation to the ashram. Then the whole tone will change. Swamiji, these are all in the paper only, nothing liquid. Mahanitto. Swamiji used to give us a, Gurudev used to give us a story about Mahanitto. There was a sculptor. Towards the end of his life, he was worried. He wanted to know when he will die. So he went to a famous astrologer and to seek his guidance and get a prediction from him as to when he will die. Astrologer looked at his horoscope and predicted that September 24th, 4:30 p.m., you will die. He was very good prediction. So he had faith in his prediction also. So then he had 2 months left. So he said, okay, let me have a good time, 2 months. He went to his studio and closed the studio and started working. And the appointed time came, September 24th, 4:25 p.m. Yamaraj looked at the file and sent his attendants to bring the soul to Yamalok. The attendants went inside, because they can go inside without knocking the door and all that. They can go through the door. Went inside, to their surprise what they found was there are 20 identical people sitting there. Same sculpture, exactly like him, 20 of them sitting there. Now they have a problem, because if they touch the wrong guy, the right guy will escape death. So it was an emergency situation. They went back to Yamaraj, Bhagavan, this is not possible for us, you yourself has to go. Now Yamaraj came himself and looked at the situation. He said, you are right. here is a person, a master artist. He has kept his own image 20 different way, but all of them look alike. Now, what is to be done? If I touch one by mistake, then the real person will escape. So, Yamaraj went round, admired every piece, and he said, this artist whoever made it is a great artist, wonderful artist. And I don't think in the God's creation, even God cannot create such replica, because even in twins there will be some difference will be there. But here you see, the artist has even excelled God. But as I pass through, walk through this, I see one defect. Now this person who is sitting amongst this 20, he is hearing this. The moment when he was praised that it was such a great, even excellent Bhagavan, he was very happy. He is saying, even Yamaraj is praising me. He was very happy. And the moment Yamaraj said, I see one fault, the man got up and said, what fault? Yamaraj said, that is the fault. See, this is called pride. That pride is something to show. If somebody tells you about, you know, ah, you are great, that and all that, you start increasing. That ego start increasing, blowing up, bloating. And this particular bhav is called manitvam. But people may ask this question that in this country we have to tell people that I am so and so. When you go for an interview, you have to tell that you have the right person. I have the right qualification. And there you cannot be humble, you know. You don't want to show your qualification, you don't want to declare your qualification, it may be pride. Things like that you cannot show. Here you have to tell. Is it not pride? No. You have to be self-confident in giving out your, the whatever that your qualification is. But at the same time, inside you should not have the pride. Now here what is condemned is that a person feel proud about his attributes, but he look down upon others who are less fortunate. That particular quality is what is condemned here. There is nothing wrong in having self-confidence that I have these qualifications. There is nothing wrong in that. But because of that, you should not look down upon somebody. That is what we have to check ourselves. So this is manitvam. Now dambitvam. Dambitvam is pretentiousness. Sosya anyatha prakatanam. Sosya anyatha prakatanam. So, pretending to be somebody else. Even though the earlier case, he has qualification to be proud. But this person has no qualification. But he will pretend that, when I was studying in MIT, then that party, somebody will ask, hey, which year? Now he has to find out which year. And he has to think of some date, some time. He said 1976. Oh, my brother also was studying there. Then this fellow will say, no, then what was your professor? You know, which, you know. Like that, if they start asking questions, he will be in trouble. Then slowly he will change the topic and escape from there, isn't it? And this person who is pretentious, bluff or bluff, such people, see, they have to remember whom they bluffed what, you see. Hey, it's a great problem in the sense, How much the memory has to work? So all those garbages they have collected in their memory, they have to see that two people, they have bluffed, they should not meet each other. Then their bluff will be called, you see. That is why when you tell a truth, you know, you don't have to think. But when you have to manufacture a truth, manufacture a lie, you have to think. That's why when you are thinking, they blink, it seems. That way children, when they are telling a lie, the mother immediately understands. How? Children start blinking, means what they are thinking. If they are thinking, they are manufacturing a lie. If it is truth, straight they can tell. There is no thinking process, nothing to think. Whatever that is truth, they will tell. So, this dambittam, pretentiousness, hypocrisy, showing himself to be different, showing this person is a charitable person. So now in these fundraising dinners and all that, you know, this kind of people are there. They come, where are naam se likho, $10,000. Anonymous. We had experience like that, you know. Some people write $10,000, but at least for us, we should know who is giving this. Announcement will say anonymous, that is okay. But we should know whom to collect the money. That also anonymous. there are people. And sometime they will come and announce, my father was a great charitable person, great grandfather also was wonderful, and following the tradition, I am the grandson of so and so. I am very happy to donate the generous amount, so much, anonymously. He has already told so many details. And then afterwards, to collect that money, you will never get it. Every day they will have some excuse, Swamiji, you know. I said, at that time, I had a good intention to give you, but then suddenly afterwards, so many things happened. Even $1 you will not be able to collect. This is pretentiousness, dambittu. Some people have got another type of varieties. The dambittu, there are so many varieties are there. You ask him, where did you go yesterday? I didn't see you. See, this President Obama, you see, he calls me now and then. Ah, really? Yeah. Because there are certain areas he needs some consultation. He consults me. I give my opinion. What do you see in the newspaper comes as his own declaration. It's not his, it's my point. Then at that time his wife comes there, hey, yesterday you were playing cards with this guy. The whole bluff is called. So there are some people like that. They try to associate themselves with higher authorities and influential people and all. They keep on telling, I know that person, you know. And such people know everybody's name. By first name they know. They are great people. This is called dambittvam. Because it is such a tension, I tell you, it is not worth it. So adambittvam, straightforward. Why? Whatever that is there, whatever be that you are, just be honest to yourself. Then what happens if you keep on bluffing like this, after some time you start believing in it. And then you start behaving also like that. So that is more dangerous. Then ahimsa. Ahimsa. Ahimsanam praninam apidanam. Non-injury. Ahimsa. Non-injury. Physical. This ahimsa also to be practiced at three levels. Physical level. மென்டல் லெவல், இன்டெலெக்சுவல் லெவல். ஃபிசிக்கல் லெவல் டு ப்ராக்டிஸ் அஹிம்சா இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட். அண்ட் தேட் ஆல்சோ அஹிம்சா இஸ் ப்ராக்டிஸ்ட் பை ஹோம், தட் ஆல்சோ இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். அஹிம்சா ப்ராக்டிஸ்ட் பை ஏ கிரகஸ்தா, அஹிம்சா ப்ராக்டிஸ் பை ஏ சந்நியாசி, அஹிம்சா ப்ராக்டிஸ் பை ஏ கிங், ஏ ரூலர். ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ அஹிம்சா இன்டர்பிரிட்டேஷன் சேஞ்சஸ். இஃப் ஏ கிங் ப்ராக்டிசஸ் லிட்ரலி அஹிம்சா, வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ்? The whole country will go into slavery. That's what happened to us. Ashoka and Bimbisara, they embraced Buddhism and they practiced literally ahimsa. Then what happened? Foreign invaders came, they had a walkover because they refused to resist. So when you are a king, it is your duty to protect your country, even at the cost of your life. That is your responsibility, because the whole country is dependent upon your valor and protection. If you are not capable of that, at that time you cannot say, I believe in ahimsa. No. Here you have to show your mettle. When it is a sannyasi, when somebody comes to give you one slap on your one cheek, you should show the other cheek also, so that his anger will go. There ahimsa practice for a sannyasi is correct. But the same thing cannot be applicable to a grihastha. A grihastha, suppose your wife and children are threatened by the neighbor, then at that time I am practicing ahimsa. No. You have to protect your dependence. It is your duty. At least you have to show that you are protesting, isn't it? Whether you have the ability or to resist or not, that's not the problem. You have to show your protest. So that is your duty. So then physically it is difficult to practice, because when you are walking, you are grinding, you are cooking, you are cleaning all the time, it is very difficult to not to destroy certain, you know, like bacteria, etc. Even toothbrush, if you take in a microscope and look at it, there are so many things walking around there. And if you buy some vegetable like cauliflower and all that, put in a hot pot, you see there are so many worms walking around. So you will kill. It is walking, sleeping, sneezing, all this time it is. So it is difficult for us not to injure. But more than that is mental injury. That is considered more dangerous. Because if you hurt somebody's feeling, that will carry for life, sometimes generations. All Hindi movies you must have seen. What? One grandfather was insulted, that was handed over to his son, he could not do anything, then handed over to grandson. The grandson badala, you know, like this. Movies are there. And then that person, another grandson, has nothing to do with it. He gets it. Because your grandfather insulted my grandfather. Therefore, you take it. This man gets it. What stories are there? Think about it. So that is the nature of insult, you see. So the hurt that you feel, injury that you feel, it is carried forward for generations. That is most dangerous one. You may go and say apology, sorry and all that, but the person who get hurt, he will not forget. He will keep that the wound kept alive. Some people have got a tendency, keep on opening it up, keeping it alive. They never let it heal by itself. Some people are like that. So mental injury is the greatest. One should avoid that. So that's why anudvegakaram vakyam satyam priyam hitam. ஸோ ஒன் ஷுட் நாட் ஸ்பீக் வேர்ட்ஸ் விச் கிவ் அஜிடேஷன் டு அதர்ஸ் மைண்ட். ஈவன் தோ யூ ஸ்பீக் ட்ரூத் பட் இட் ஷுட் பி பிரியம், இட் ஷுட் பி ப்ளீஸிங் அட் த சேம் டைம் பெனிஃபிஷியல் டு தட் பர்சன் ஆல்சோ, ஹிதம் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் டு பி டேக்கன் இன் டு கன்சிடரேஷன் ஹியர். தென் இன்டெலக்சுவல் இன்ச்சுரி ஆல்சோ, சப்போஸ் சம்படி கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கிவ்ஸ் யூ அன் ஐடியா, வட ஃபூலிஷ் ஐடியா யூ ஹவ் கிவன், சடன்லி கண்டெம், தென் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் ராங், யூ ஹாவ் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட் தட் பர்சன் டோட்டலி. So his creativity also will get destroyed. So ahimsa, kshanti. Kshanti means kshama. Kshama is virasya lakshanam. To forgive others, you have to have strength, mental strength. So it, in Vivek Chudamani, Bhagavan Shankaracharya said, Sahanam sarvadukkhanam apratikara purvakam chinta vilaparahitam satitiksha nigatyate. Titiksha means endurance. Kshama is also forgiveness, ability to forgive. So ability to forgive is not easy. Because we are Bhagavan Shanti parapara. பராபராக பிராப்தோ அவிக்ரியா அஹிம்சனம் பிராணினாம் அபீடனம் சாந்தி பராபராக பிராப்தோ அவிக்ரியா. ஈவன் அ பர்சன் கெட் ஆங்கிரி வித் யூ, யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு ஃபர்கிவ் ஹிம். இட் இஸ் சம்திங் லைக் எ மதர், ஹவ் ஷீ ஃபர்கிவ்ஸ் ஹர் சில்ட்ரன். Even though sometimes children insult the mother also. Here suddenly even sometimes children will turn around and say, you are foolish, you don't know anything. Like that they will say. But mother will, the other person hearing it, he get insulted. He will tell you, how come your child is speaking like that? And so, then the mother says, the bachcha hai. He doesn't know what he's telling. He's innocent. She doesn't even consider it is an insult. Why? Because of her love for the child. The same way, a Mahatma should be like that. Even if somebody insults him also, he doesn't consider it as an insult. Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Sahanam sarvadukkhanam apratikara purvakam. So small pinpricks in life comes to us in our life. It's not always red carpeted treatment. But we should be able to take it in our stride. Apratikara purvakam, without any revengeful attitude. Because whenever we go through certain trouble or difficulties, we have a tendency to blame somebody. The moment that brother-in-law guy came to my house, problem started. So usko kaisa nikalenge ghar se? That is called revenge. How to remove him from the house? So all manipulation, etc., everything starts. So this is called revenge. No, there should not be any revenge. And whatever that he is going through, our prarabdha, I must have deserved it. That's it. And chinta, some people may not have revengeful attitude. Chinta vilapa. Continuously talking about it. Ha-ha. They will nicely call you for a cup of coffee. And you accept innocently. And you go there and she will make you a hot cup of coffee, Madras coffee, decoction and all that. The smell itself invites you. Wow. And you take one sip, it is so hot, you keep it down. That is the time she tells you her problems. Why? Now you are stuck because coffee is in front of you. How? One lady came and told me how her stomach ache starts from this side and how it goes up and crawls and spread all over the stomach and how excruciating is the pain. In detail, she told me. 2 hours. And afterwards, she felt very good. And when she went, I developed stomach ache. And in our Indian society, this is very common. We are very socialistic people. We distribute problems around. And that is why in our society, the psychiatrists are not there much. Because each neighbor becomes a psychiatrist. Free. And there is no appointment also. Any time you can go and get crash on him, that, suno, haan suno. Lagao, I see. And that person receives nicely, listen also. These luxuries are not there now, eh? It's all changing. Society, our society also changing. Pratigarapo, chinta vila parigam. This is called tiricha, shama, shanti, arjavam. Arjavam again is straightforwardness. Arjavam, straightforwardness. What he speaks, what he does, there is an integrity. So, outside you say something, inside you are thinking, what a fool he is. No, not like that. You should be, a person should be able to judge you. You should be a transparent personality. It is not that inside there are layers and layers of personality which is nobody can get into. Not that kind of personality. Straightforward person. When he says something, he means it. And like Ramchandraji, when he give a word, he will keep that, even at the cost of his life. So that kind of a personality is called Arjavam. Shanti Arjavam. Acharyopasanam. As I was telling you yesterday, these values, if you practice, not that all the 20 values, every day morning, write down, you know, you write it down in your bedroom or something, big, big letters, and soon as you get up, tick mark one by one. No, it is not that counting down. The pilot, when they are landing, they have certain points to be, the co-pilots will say, read out and say, this, yes, okay, like that, checked out, check, and all that. Like this, you don't have to do that, please. If you, why varieties are given here? Because that's our nature, our rishis. They always give varieties because our there are different type of mind. Which one will be appealing to us, we don't know. So among those varieties, 20 items, any one of them you practice. You select one of them, you practice that, all others will come to you automatically. That is the beauty. So, Arjavam, Acharya Upasanam, Achinoti, Acharate Iti, Acharya. Who is an Acharya? The one who practices what he preaches. Simple. So, he preaches one thing, but the personal life is separate, public life is separate. No. There is no personal and public separate. There's only one life. So that person, whatever he teaches, he first practices. That's why once Ramaswaramsa was approached by a lady and she said, please tell my child, he takes so much of sweet. It is not good for his health. And Ramaswaram said, ask him to come after 1 month, he said. After 1 month, she went. And he called this boy. Ramaswaram said, beta, don't eat sweet. Then this lady got really annoyed. If this much only, if you had to say, why didn't you say that day only? Why I had to make a trip again, all the way back and forth? And Ramaswaram said, at that time, I was eating sweet. And 1 month it took for me to give up and see what is the benefit. And once I experience it, now I have the authority to tell him that don't eat sweet. But when I was eating, I was nobody to advise him. So this is the greatness of Mahatmas. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் கால் ஆச்சாரியா அண்ட் சச் ஆச்சாரியா உபாசனம் ஆச்சாரிய உபாசனம் உபவசதி ஸ்டே நியர் ஹிம் இட்ஸ் கால் உபாசனம் ஸ்டே நியர் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஒன் மீனிங் இஸ் சர்விங் ஹிம் இஸ் ஒன் மீனிங் பட் தட் சர்விங் ஹிம் அலோன் இஸ் நாட் இனஃப் சி வாட் எவர் ஹிஸ் ஐடியல் ஆர் பிரின்சிபல் ஃபார் விச் ஹீ ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃபார் வி ஷுட் பி ஏபிள் டு லிவ் அப் டு தட் ஸ்டாண்டர்ட் த பெஸ்ட் வே ஆஃப் அட்மிரேஷன் இஸ் டு லிவ் ஹவு ஹீ இஸ் ஸோ லைக் ஹவு டு யூ அட்மயர் பகவான் ராமச்சந்திரஜி த ரியல் அட்மிரேஷன் இஸ் வாட் ஹீஸ் வர்ச்சூஸ் அண்ட் வேல்யூஸ் வி அடாப்ட் இன் அவர் லைஃப் That is called real admiration, isn't it? Like the children here nowadays, they have ideal personalities are there. Everybody has got a hero. Especially Hindi movies, they have hero heroines. Teenagers, room you go, there is a, inside, if you open the door, there is a film guy, you know, the hero is looking at you. Or sometime heroine looking at you. What is that name? I forgot those names. Some Khan and all that is there. They are hero and that hero whatever he does they become their inspiration the way they talk the way they dress especially dress and walking behavior speaking habits all those things these people adopt isn't it but if it is translated or transferred to Bhagavan's values virtues How great it will be. So this is called Acharya Upasanam. It is not just physical nearness alone. But you have to go closer to his mind. That is Upasanam. Shaucham. Shaucham means Antashaucham, Bahishaucham. Cleanliness, outside and inside. Outside cleanliness, we are very careful. But when it comes to antaschavajam, antascha manasaha pratipaksha bhavanaya ragadi malanam apanayanam shaucham. Kaya malanam mrijjalabhya prakshalanam. So, if physical impurities are there, we can take a bath, etc., and clean. And wear a clean dress. That is bahya shaucham. But inside cleanliness, when the mind gets impure, what is that soap we can use to clean it? There is no soap. You can put some soap, liquid soap, and put it inside and clean it. Take it out, mind is pure. No. So for that, what is necessary? We have to live certain values. Ragadi malanam apanayanam shaucham. So ragadvesha should be neutralized through karma yoga. So through karma yoga, one can purify one's mind. That is why in our culture we have a particular system. Before going to sleep, you say, Kayena vacha manasindriya eva buddhyatmana vapa hrudesu bhavat karomi yadyas sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami. So you mentally offer whatever by knowingly, unknowingly you have done during the day. You offer to Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, I must have done so many things, please forgive me. With that attitude, you live every day. Then what happens? Your mind gains purity. Acharyopasanam shaucham sthairyam. Sthairyam atma vinigraha. Steadfastness, sthairyam. Atma vinigraha means self-control. Now steadfastness, thairyam, st- ஸ்திரபாவா மோட்சமார்க்கே ஏவ கிருதவ்யவசாயித்வம். ஸ்திரபாவா ஃபர்ம் கன்விக்ஷன், ஸ்டெட்ஃபாஸ்ட்னஸ், ஸ்டெட்ஃபாஸ்ட் இன் பர்சூயிங் த பாத் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா. திஸ் இஸ் வாட் ஹியர் பகவான் சேஸ், சங்கராச்சாரியா. And steadfastness is necessary in any path you take. Whether you want to make money also, you have to have the steadfastness. Sthirata, firmness. This is what I want. Total conviction and complete commitment to it. Called sthairyam. Atma vinigraha. Subhavena sarvataha pravurtasya சன்மார்க்கே ஏவ நிரோதா ஆத்ம விநிகிரஹா. ஸோ செல்ஃப் கண்ட்ரோல் இஸ் அ டிசிப்ளின் இம்போஸ்ட் ஆன் அவர் பாடி அண்ட் சென்சஸ் எகென்ஸ்ட் அவர் இம்பல்சஸ். தெர் ஆர் சர்டன் திங்ஸ் மைண்ட் ஆஸ்க் அண்ட் வி வில்லிங்லி டெல் த மைண்ட் நோ, this is not good for you, and show the mind the consequences of getting involved in it. Continuously educate the mind, re-educate the mind, the consequences of following those impulses, where it will lead us. This way you can educate the mind. Disciplining the mind means it is not control. The control, nobody likes it. The moment you say control your mind, why should I? They will ask that question. Because that's a negative language. People don't like negative language. People like always positive language. That's why in India those days they used to say, do not spit. A sign is written in the railway station and all that. The moment they see that sign, two spoonful full of saliva comes to their mouth. Why not? And then afterward, the sign itself they cannot see. Now they have changed it. In all the railway station and the airport, they see a basket full of a steel, what you call, vessel filled with sand, written that, use me. Nobody has used it. See, the moment you say don't, you try with your children, they will resist. Why not? So we have to use positive language. So the moment you say control your senses, oh my God. Then the question comes, especially teenagers will ask you, then why did Bhagavan create all these things, if I had to control? And all the sense pleasures are created to the world, in the world. And you are asked to walk through that, and afterwards you tell, close your eyes. Hey, what is this? These swamis and dadiwalas, they are all pessimistic people. No. Self-control means certain discipline is necessary. It's like you bought a car, let us say your 21st wedding anniversary, you are given a BMW convertible presented. It's your car. And she drove that so excitedly. Then evening she came home and called her husband to the office. Honey, I have a good news and bad news. Which one you want? The husband said, today the whole day is a bad day, I can use some good news. So she said, the good news is the airbag works. ஏதோ கொஞ்சம் குட் நியூஸ், தட் மீன்ஸ் ஈ மேட் வித் அன் ஆக்சிடென்ட். ஸோ நவ் திங்க் அபவுட் இட். ஸோ யூ ஹாவ்
the car, you have the license, but that doesn't mean you can drive as you want. When you are on the road, there are certain disciplines to be followed. For whose sake? For your own sake. For others' sake also in the society. If you follow certain discipline, this car, which Bhagavan has given you as a gift, you can drive safely to the destination. Otherwise, what happened? We will land up somewhere in the hospital. Or somewhere, sometime you will not be there. In your own possession. The possession is yours, but you are not there. There is a dead body being carried. So that is the discipline. Atma vinigraha. Okay. Then continue.
Indriya artheshu vairagyam.
Anahankar
eva cha
janma
mrityu jara vyadhi
dukkha doshanu darshanam.
Indriyartheshu vairagyam. Vairagyam means free from raga and dvesha. Indifference to sense objects, indriyartha, sense objects, object of the senses. Now, this is vairagyam. Whenever we hear, we have a problem. What is that? A vairagya means a person who is useless. He has no desire at all. Pashanavat, like a stone. I used to think when, you know, whenever you hear the word vairagyam, you know, when I was a child, my mother used to give me the castor oil. When you drink that castor oil, that day, what is the feeling, the mind? No interest in anything. Re beta, kachuri khayenge, haan na. Jilebi khayenge, haan na. Kuch khaoge, na. Nothing. A dull feeling. And this is what we think vairagya means. And that is why usko vairagya gaya, everybody is sympathetic. Are kya ho gaya usko? Bichara. No. Vairagya is a maturity. See, when you grow out of it, it is like when you are a child, a 5 year or 3 year old child, 4 year old child, three wheeler is an excitement for him. But on that same child, when he grow up 18 year old, you give him a gift because you used to like it three wheeler, you give him the same three wheeler gift. What happens? He has grown out of it. So this growing out of certain likes, dislikes is called vairagya. Maturity in thinking through experience. It is not that you have to experience all of them, okay? Then one lifetime is not enough. It's many lives. Swamiji, unless I experience, how do I know it is good or bad? There are arguments like that. You know, it is especially Hindi movies people. Suppose somebody come and tell you this movie is no good. No, no. I have to go and see. And tell it is bad. Paisa deke roke aate log. Abhe rona hai toh khud karo. Paisa karcha kyun karna hai? But that is the way. Then they will come and tell you, you are right. It is bad. So like that, we have to go through everything. Then only we can come to a maturity. No. You wise men learn from others' experience. That is why along with these senses, the world and experiences, Bhagavan has given us a buddhi also in intelligence. We should use that and understand the limitations, the consequences, and make the mind appreciate it. And once you appreciate it, certain maturity comes to you. You grow out of it. And in order to grow out of it, what is necessary? Mind being very practical. It may be, you know, if you listen to this theoretically, you may nod your head. But when it comes to doing, it becomes very difficult. How we can do this? Very easily. You are all doing it all the time. See, whenever our mind is interested in something higher, unless the mind is given something better to do, mind will not give up something that he is holding on to. So, how do you gain this vairagyam? Is the mind has to discover joy elsewhere. Because mind will not give up that which is giving him joy temporarily. That doesn't matter. Even if it is temporary joy, but at least some joy I am getting, no? So you will hold on to it. Unless the mind is convinced, if I give up, I will get better. That conviction will not come to him until it enjoys it. That is why the mind should be taken to satsang. And if you want to see, mind is enjoying movie, and ask him to see the serials, you know, like Ramayana Katha, Bhagavata Katha, Purana Katha, those are all serial only, they are all very good. And when they start enjoying those things, mind enjoys those katha, stories, then what happened? Mind developed vairagyam towards local soap opera. It's just an example I am telling. Then Puranas, then Bhagavad Katha, and Bhagavad Chintanam, Bhagavad Kirtanam. First, before it was filmy music every day. All kinds of filmy music. Bollywood music and all that. Same, YouTube, everything. But slowly, slowly make him listen to some bhajans, kirtans, and classical music, etc. Then what happened? Mind get attracted to it. Slowly start enjoying it. Then it never likes it. So this is how give up. Unless mind is given something higher to think, mind will not give up lower. So indriyartheshu vairagyam, anahankara, free from ahankara. Ahankara means all the time centered on aham. All the time, I. This is ahankara. Duryodhana was an example for ahankara. Ravana was an example, ahankara. Actually, Kumbhakarna was ahankara. That is why he never wanted anybody with him. He alone went to the battlefield. I can take care of all these people. Ankarha. Aham bhavaha. All right, we will talk about ahankara tomorrow. Ankara janma mrtyu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. All right. We'll see. What is ahankara? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.
பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம்.
ஹரி ஓம். Yesterday I forgot to tell you, you know, in the morning we have the Upanishad class. I was told that I forgot to tell you that we have a breakfast also. So please make sure to attend it. Don't miss the breakfast and the lecture. I'm just joking. We had a wonderful lecture, and please join us and take advantage of Swamiji's wisdom. Also, in the last day on Friday night, we are planning to have some prasad. So if anybody want to bring some prasad, please talk to Anu Swaminathan. And we'll have a sign up from tomorrow. Thank you. We'll do the aarti now.